Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Do it or die now. Stand your ground. Don't let your bad breaks go getting you down.
That's our anthem, ladies and gentlemen.
Even when times get rough and you had enough,
I have a rhythm section. I was singing about that a long time ago, over 30 years ago probably. Talking about you and me, small business owner. That's who I think they were talking about. Do it or die. That's what we do. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for being part of my day. Stephen Baum is our guest. He's the author of What Made Jack Welch, Jack Welch. And Stephen, we're going to shift gears a little bit. You say that the marketplace is missing the boat. What do you mean by that?
Well, you know, you read the press every day, and every once in a while something catches your eye, and you say, you know, that resonates even in my world, and it's a different world. There's a story that was in the paper recently about Lieutenant Commander Sarah West in the Royal Navy, mm-hmm. the British Navy.
Mm-hmm.
She is now the captain, the commanding officer of a frontline warship. She's the first female to command a frontline warship in the Royal Navy's 500-year history. And she
yeah.
commands the HMS Portland, a 5,000-ton frigate with missiles and all the other weapons, and
mm-hmm.
she's 39 years old. And you read that article and you say to yourself, now, how many of my business owners have female leaders in their senior team?
Mm-hmm.
How many of them? And the answer is not very many. And you have to believe these people are missing the boat, because you're talking about half the population. You're talking about people who especially have been through difficult times and have to show themselves against male competitors. It's a talent pool that still, with all the modern thinking that is going on these days, I look around at the companies that I work with, the owners that I work with, and there aren't a whole lot of women in the number two spot.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there are some exceptions, and the value of that is transparent.
Mm-hmm.
And one guy who has placed his trust in a female leader who he has promoted over the last 4 or 5 years is now his chief operating officer. And he would tell you privately that she's the best executive he has in the business.
Right.
So there's this talent pool. And if you say to yourself, if they can run a gunship with hundreds of sailors on board, what is it they can't do?
One of the things that there's no question that diversity in your organization leads to better ideas, leads to better thinking. And James Surowiecki wrote a book called The Wisdom of Crowds.
Yep.
And in that book, he talks about some of the research that's been conducted on decisions that were made by a monolithic group compared to the same decision that was proposed to a diverse group. And the diverse group, including some who had not a lot of education, came up with better answers than the ones with the highly educated monolithic group.
Well, I'll give you a tangible example of that that's fairly recent. A friend of mine owns his own brokerage business. And he hired into the business a couple of women, and the women were Latina. And they had some conversations, and one of them said, why don't you have business in our community? In our own hometown here and in several of our neighboring towns is a large community of Spanish-speaking people. Why don't you think about how you could go into that community and
mm-hmm.
partner up with some of the influential people? And he turned to one of the women and said, okay, why don't you lead that activity?
Huh.
And they're Spanish speakers. And my bet is over the next, it'll take him a couple of years, but over the next couple of years, he will have an entirely new customer base to add to his existing customer base. Now, how about that during a recession?
And if you think about it, if you take it all the way to the level of national leadership, look what happened in Iowa just this weekend with Michelle Bachmann winning the Iowa straw poll.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that was
well. That's that's bigger than my Periscope.
Well, I'm just saying that though I think that's maybe some things are changing, maybe some things are turning. Hey, Stephen, I've enjoyed having you here. It's always a pleasure. Thank you. Thanks for being here. Give us that website again, please.
The website is StephenHBaumLeadership.com, but you can also find me on Twitter.
Right. Right. Exactly. What is the Twitter address, by the way?
I believe it's just Stephen H. Baum.
At Stephen H. Baum. Okay, check it out, folks.
Yeah.
Hey, Stephen, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Great to be with you, Jim. Keep it up.
Stephen Baum, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. I promise. We always get smarter when Steve joins us. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.